AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. says it is expelling 12 Russian diplomats at the United Nations. Russia's ambassador calls it a hostile act. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's response:
the hostile act is committing espionage activities on our own soil.
The European Union slapped sanctions on 26 more Russians, including oligarchs, senior officials, and an energy insurance company. The first round of talks aimed at stopping the fighting between Ukraine and Russia have ended with no agreement except to keep talking. Russian forces have faced resistance from Ukrainian forces, but Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there is a big Russian convoy.
They continue to want to move on Kyiv, to capture Kyiv, to take Kyiv. Although we don't know everything about this convoy, it is certainly in keeping with what we believe to be their intent with respect to the capital city.
Constance Deismuller is at the Brookings Institution.
I think it is very important for all of us at this point to not, I think, be overly encouraged by the ineptitude of some of the initial Russian moves in Ukraine.
The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court says he plans to open an investigation as rapidly as possible into possible war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine. Russian teams were suspended today from all international soccer, including qualifying matches for the 2022 World Cup. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 166 points. Former President Donald Trump is appealing a judge's decision, requiring he answer questions under oath in New York State's civil investigation into his business practices. President Biden is launching a major overhaul of nursing home standards in a State of the Union address. South Dakota Republican senators advanced a proposal that aims to make the state one of the hardest places to get abortion pills. This is AP News. The Vatican is offering its services to stop the war in Ukraine.
The Vatican's second top official, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, told the Italian media that despite their worst fears coming true, there is always space for negotiation. He added that the Holy See is open to help with dialogue between the two sides. Only a few days earlier, Pope Francis, in an extraordinary step, went to the Russian embassy to the Vatican to meet with the Russian ambassador. The pontiff pressed for an end to fighting and a return to negotiations. I'm Karen Chamas.
Commissioner Rob Manfred and his top deputy met with players on the final day of negotiations to end the lockout before Major League Baseball's deadline to salvage a March 31st start to the regular season and a 162-game schedule. The lockout is in its 89th day. Sides were still far apart, but pressure is increasing to reach a deal. The most contentious proposals involve luxury tax thresholds, rates, and minimum salaries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.